Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Today's show, we're going to look at the Barossa Light and Gawler Netball Association and how the teams are going, similar to how we did the football the other month ago. This season in the netball, we have Kapunda top. They haven't lost a game. South Gawler, they've only had the one loss to Kapunda, and they had a draw with Freeling. Barossa District, who had some surprising losses to Freeling and Central recently, but they beat Williston last week. They're sitting third, Freeling are fourth, and Gawler Central, which had won a couple of games against Barossa and Freeling sort of coming up, fifth at the moment, only a game or so behind. And then there's the rest of the team. So at this stage, there's only five teams in contention for the finals.
Yes, Robert, it's a very close competition, actually, because if you look at it, Kapunda and South Gawler are only a point separating them. Sure, they've got a bit of a gap over the next three, but there's Barossa on 14, Freeling 13, and Gawler Central 12. So you could throw a small beach towel over those three sides.
Yes, and it's interesting when you compare it to other seasons. Now, Barossa District, who was sort of near the bottom last season, they've recruited all the top ledge players from Williston, who have been the power team over the last decade and reigning premiers. They've got Lisa Wilson, Jess Wilson, Bronwyn Heap, Lee Barnett, and Hayley Mayer, whose name was Norris before she got married. And they've even got Premiership coach Ross Fraser this season, so they've gone from avoiding the wooden spoon to Premiership contenders.
Well, it was a huge coup. You'd almost think that it was the Williston side of old dressed up in different colours. It's a huge movement, particularly in relation to a sport where the playing squad is only seven on the ground, and to collect four of them plus the Premiership coach is quite an incredible achievement, I guess.
And looking at Kapunda now, they're undefeated, as said, and they actually lost one of their top players, Tab McKenzie, who's pregnant, but they recruited Hayley Sparnes, who won the best and fairest in the association with Karina Cook from South Gawler. Now, last season, Hayley was playing for Tanunda, but she has switched to Kapunda and made a huge difference to that team. Whereas with South Gawler, they've lost Karina, who's pregnant, but they've recruited a couple of sort of players here and there, and they don't seem to have lost a beat.
No, well, you could almost parallel Kapunda to a slight degree to the Gawler Central footy side, where they're been in finals or premierships and unfortunately don't win too many of them. I believe that Kapunda have been in the top four for consistently for nearly a decade without actually collecting the major one, and maybe this is their year.
Yeah, and of course the footy boys are celebrating their 150, so I suppose there's some residual effect there for the girls in the netball as well. Kapunda was a power. They won in 1999, 2000, 2001 and 2002, and they've been consistent since, but only won the 2006 flag. So, yeah, they're one of the big four clubs that have been up there with Williston Central and South, the three Gawler teams over the last decade or so. But this year we got a bit of new blood in Freeling, who showed a lot of improvement in the second half last season to threaten for the finals but just missed out. Whereas this year they're sitting up there, and their good win over Barossa the other week ago have marked them as a young team to watch.
Well, that's definitely so. I mean, they obviously were very much improved last year and finished fifth. And so they've actually, considering that they were last in 2014, they've come a long way, and their consistency is obviously there. Young group, everything going for them, and they're on the move. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, and Central's sort of about the only team outside that can sort of challenge, and they're right up behind Barossa and Freeling, and they've shown a bit of form, winning the a couple of weeks, but they did lose a heartbreaker to South Gawler by three goals last week. So that sort of will sort of count against them as the season unwinds, but they just need a couple of big Scalp sort of in the run home, and they may be a chance to make it.
Well, they definitely are. To only lose to South Gawler by that margin means that they're certainly competitive, and the fact that that there is nothing between Barossa on 14 and themselves on 12, they've only got to have a couple go the right way, and they could easily get into the four.
Yes, and of the teams that sort of are outside, you've got Angaston, who've won the last two. Now, they're coached by Leanne Cummings, one of the most respected coaches in the state, and they were a little bit disappointing in some early season clashes, but they've obviously sort of regrouped and are working towards a goal of finishing as high as they can, but they've definitely made themselves clear of the bottom three, so they're a team to watch. They could be... they could be the side to have the final say in who makes the finals this year. And then you have Newry Ipta, who hadn't won a game last season. They started the season with a win over the reigning premiers, Willesden, which in itself would be amazing, except for the exodus of premiership players to Barossa from Willesden. So they'd be happy to have won a couple of games. And they got some good youth coming through, so they'll be building on that. Tanunda sort of hit by the loss of Hayley Sparnes and a couple of others and a few injuries. They're trying to sort of regroup with the youth, so they could be a team to watch in 2 or 3 years' time. And then you have Willesden. They've got premiership players from lower grades and the juniors, so they've got something to build on. They've only had the three wins. They're a team that sort of... you don't know which way they're going to go next season, but if they recruit one or two players and hold them to what they've got, they could be a challenger for the top four next season.
Yes, I do feel a little for Willesden in the fact that to have such a huge exodus of very good players, obviously if you win a premiership and four of your seven disappear, plus your coach, it's a huge gap to make up in one season. And the very fact that they've won three games with basically a complete new side, and as you've just said, if they can recruit a couple of other players for next year, then not all is lost. I mean, it's quite remarkable to lose the number they have and actually still be on the winning list at all, let alone having won three already.
Now, with Willesden, they started their premiership run in 2008, and then they followed up in 2010, 11, 12. They missed out in 13 to South Gawler, which won their first premiership in the competition. And then, of course, the last 2 years, and they've had some undefeated seasons, and they had an amazing record in 2010. They won the Division 1, 2, 4, 5 and 6. And I know there's a photograph of the five teams together in the club room sort of after the success, which is incredible. The only one they missed out on was Division 3, which was won by Freeling. So that's an amazing feat, winning five of the six senior flags.
Well, I don't think you'd find anything much better than that in any sport, male, female, at any level of competition, to have that depth and win. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised, not that I'm sure of it, that it would be some sort of Australian record to have that sort of success, depth, all in one season.
The newer thing I can think to it is in 2008 when Tanunda Football celebrated their centenary, and their division, their A grade and the B grade were both undefeated, which was an amazing statistic in itself. But obviously in the football, there's only the two senior teams and then the juniors, whereas in netball, they have the six seniors, and then they range from the intermediates to the sub-juniors and the juniors right through. So they've got something like about 13 grades of netball.
Yes, I mean, and to have that success, it's a great compliment to the administration of a club to be able to stack up so many sides and have so much success. One or two teams with success out of that number would be acceptable, but let alone that vast degree of success, quite remarkable.
Now, just sort of having a look at the run home, there's six games left. I think sort of Kapunda will hold on to top spot because they've had their bye already, so in effect they're 3 points clear of South. I think South sort of... playing well enough to sort of hang in there and hang on to second spot because Barossa sort of lost those two games in a row. I think Barossa and Freeling will make up the four this year, and Central will just miss out.
Yes. Well, it's I would totally agree with your guesstimation of what's going to happen there. My sort of tip would be that, assuming that Barossa do make the four, which I can't believe they won't, sure, there's an advantage in finishing one or two, but with the incredible depth and experience, which is all about mental preparation as much as physical preparation as far as finals go, I wouldn't write Barossa off as far as a possible premiership goes, although I guess you'd have to have Kapunda starting as favourites.
You know, it's sort of a four team race for the finals with the premiership with those four clubs. I think Kapunda have shown that they have the answers, and I think they will win the flag. I think Freeling and Barossa will be a really tight game. I think Barossa, with their experience, will probably come through and win the first semi if it sort of stands up that way, which leaves who's going to play Kapunda in the grand final, South Gawler or Barossa. And I think those two clubs at their best are fairly even, but I think, as in a lot of final systems, when you have that, you've got South Gawler coming from a loss and Barossa coming for a win if that eventuates. And on that theory, I would expect Barossa may win to play Kapunda in the grand final.
Well, I think you're right. Plus, as I said earlier, that you've got such experience on the court as far as Barossa goes, that when it comes to the crunch and it's a do or die, it's winner takes all and goes to a grand final and the loser's out, sports are a wonderfully hypothetical thing, but I think I'd probably guess that Kapunda and Barossa might be finishing up playing in the grand final, I would think.
Yes, and I think at the end of the day, there's always a standout player that makes a difference in a finals game, and I think whereas Kapunda sort of have those experienced players, and Penny Chappell in the centre has just been a wonderful stalwart of the game for many years, but having Hayley Sparnes, I think, would be the big difference for Kapunda this year, and they'll get up and win it. Whereas for Barossa, I see Lisa Wilson as probably the best player over the last decade in the competition. So it could be sort of a big hurrah from her, which could sort of see Barossa sort of coming through. They're the two key personnel, in my opinion, of the teams that are left fighting out for the premiership.
Yeah, well, I guess we won't know until it actually happens, but I wouldn't disagree with anything you've just said there. Netball, the nature of the game itself, because it is such a team game and everyone is reliant upon each other so much, although individual brilliance is always a nice thing, without the team effort. So I guess it's wait and see, Robert.
Yes, that's exactly what we'll do. So this is us signing off again from the Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.